Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's right. Happy Wednesday, 8 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Quick shout out to my buddy Tyler. He says he needs a shout out for Madeline Asher and the Lee Summit Lady Royals. They won an extra innings last night. They play for the championship game tonight, led by Coach Aaron Emery, a.k.a. the Lakewood legend. Go win the title tonight, Mr. Asher, and your team and your lady Lee Summit Royals. Congrats on that. But we asked the poll question earlier today. I can't believe it's already been an hour since we revisited it. But we asked you, the fans, 913-586-7965. You can go to our X page. It's the fan 965. We asked, who do you want to see hit third in this Royals lineup? Because yesterday, a lot of people said they want to see Bobby move down to third, Michael Garcia go to the second spot. Bob had mentioned he had seen Mark DeRosa on MLB Network. They put Caglione at third. So we asked Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, Jack Caglione, who should hit third for the Royals lineup. 254 votes later, 44.9% running away with Michael Garcia as the guy hitting third. So still have two more hours to give us your results on that. But who do you want to see hit third in this Royals lineup? Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, or Jack Caglione? Be interesting to see if Cags. By the way, he got a new haircut last night.
Oh, we're at that point of the season.
Well, I mean, they came home and, you know, the barber's here and you get the haircut.
It's also 117 degrees and having that thick Italian mullet's going to be a little bit hot in this camp. Yeah. I mean, I know he's a Florida kid, but still.
It doesn't matter.
It's already, 88 degrees outside?
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, it's not as humid, obviously, as Florida and muggy, but still, it's nasty out there right now. So you want to have a short haircut.
So Jay Billis, right? Pretty intelligent guy. I think he's a lawyer. I think he has his law degree.
Yeah, he's a lawyer, yeah.
He says, I don't feel badly saying that the NBA is a better basketball product than college.
Yeah, he's right about that. He's absolutely 100% right about that. And that's been an old debate, at least in these parts, for decades since, you know, I was in college. You know, college basketball is better than the NBA.
They play defense in college.
Yeah, which
don't hit shots at a better rate.
They can't shoot in college. And that's exactly what Jay Billis said. He said, basically, nobody in college basketball can hit a shot. And I've been telling you guys that forever now. Like, watching college basketball is brutal. There's zero basketball IQ, and nobody's that good. But yet, everybody takes three-point shots. The difference is, in the NBA, everybody takes three-point shots, and pretty much everybody hits their shots in the NBA. Like, if you're sitting there watching these games side-by-side, and you think college is a better basketball product than the NBA, then you're blind, because it's not on any level a better product. Is there pageantry in college that you don't have in the pros? Sure. Is there fun and chants and celebrations and cool arenas and things like that in college? Yes. Is the tournament fun? You bet, but that's not college basketball. But if you're talking brand for brand, game for game, pound for pound, there is no debating that the NBA is a much better, by far, product than what college basketball can roll out there. And coming from Jay Billis, who's the second biggest cheerleader for college basketball behind Dick Vitale, that's saying a lot. And it should mean a lot more to a lot of people. And college basketball should kind of figure out ways to make its game better. Yet they're adding challenges in, which are just going to prolong the college basketball game. Now, we should get an expanded tournament coming up here pretty quick, but that doesn't make the product any better that we're rolling out there. I just think the product, the actual game playing of college basketball, is at an all-time low, and we're watching a draft tonight. Everybody knows Cooper Flagg's going number one. You know, two kids from Rutgers may get drafted. Name their names and anybody else in college basketball at this point in time. And Jay Billis nailed it, man. I agree with everything Jay Billis said about college basketball versus the NBA.
And I really enjoyed how he talked about kind of announcing the NBA and how he noticed a different rhythm with the pace of play. And he was also like, it's more conversational. When I'm commentating an NBA game, it's me and Doris Burke and Mike Breen having a conversation about basketball. And then he talks about in college, every play. We have to dissect it on the TV. And he's saying, I don't know if the viewers want that. And Jay Billis is saying, I don't even know if I want that. And if Jay Billis, basketball guru, isn't wanting to dissect every play, I'm sure as hell not wanting to listen to that.
Yeah, and that's the difference between, you know, what ESPN and TNT have become when it comes to basketball, which is why we love the TNT product. Because it's a more relaxed product. It's more inviting. It's more welcoming for me, the very casual basketball fan. I feel like I'm invited to the conversation when I listen to Shaq and Charles and those guys, you know, talk about the NBA. When I listen to the ESPN side of thing, I was like, oh, they're yelling at each other, and it's not for me. It's not my taste. I don't need to break down, you know. Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody's screaming at each other, and they're talking about, like, stats. I don't need any of that. Invite me into your home. I think more broadcasts should be like that, like baseball. I've been saying for years, baseball on the radio and even baseball on TV truly needs to be a talk show, and then there's a game going on in the background because that's more entertaining. Nobody needs to live and die on the 3-2 pitch in the first inning and stuff like that. It should be more conversational. It should be more about the bigger topics and things that are going on than overanalyzing every single play of the game.
The NBA draft tonight, as Cooper Flagg will be announced number one overall to the Dallas Mavericks, where Kyrie Irving had said yesterday, I'm out. I'm not going to pick up my option, right? Or is he staying? I can't remember.
He signed an extension, I believe.
Oh, he signed? Okay, I thought he opted out of his
$119 million, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he opted out of his team option.
Well, maybe he opted out of what he should have had, and then they signed him to a new type of contract. Yeah. You know, that happens.
I mean, because you're the basketball super fan here of the show. I'm a fan. I'm not a super fan. Like, I don't have NBA courtside TV or whatever it is, NBA Central, whatever you have it. And have you been entertained more in the last 4 days of the NBA offseason, or were you more entertained in the NBA Finals?
No, it's got to be the offseason. Because
you've got going nuts, so you're a little biased there. Right, because they're dropping their tax. They're trying to get in the tier two. They're trying to get rid of people. Jaylen
Brown.
New
ownership's fun, isn't it?
Jaylen Brown might be. Well, they also lost their superstar for a year. Yeah. Why try to be competitive and just go get a good pick
next
year?
Smart move, yep.
Kevin Durant news. And now we have the NBA draft tonight. I think that's
why. And the Knicks still don't have a coach.
And I think that's why the NBA, it was an entertaining series in the finals, whether you want to admit it or not, between two small market teams, it was entertaining.
Oh,
it went to game seven. It was the most viewed game since 2016.
Yeah, I think so.
For the NBA.
Yeah.
And then we just get to skip right over to guys being like, I'm out. I want to play somewhere different. All of a sudden, this guy goes here. The movement is there. College basketball.
Even Tawana Bonner says she wants out of Indiana now. It's not a good fit for her. So the WNBA is making news.
I did see the Pardon My Take guys had a really good take. They said the Indiana Pacers should try to draft Caitlin Clark late in the second round. Just announce it. They're so funny sometimes.
That's awesome.
But no, I think the thing that's interesting about college basketball is that we don't have, like, Chuck and Shaq and Kenny, I probably take more credible than Stephen A. Smith, because obviously these guys played it. They're legends of the game. They're more, I guess, more intelligent when it comes to their takes about the game. They do criticize it, but not to a point where it's terrible, it's wrong, it's bad. And if they did, it'd be okay because of the clout that they carry.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jay Billis, who is about to be the voice of college basketball, with Dick Vitale slowly but surely, like, phasing out of his role. Obviously going to come back and do it this year, but not to the extent that he had been before. And you'd mentioned Vitale and Billis are basically the mouthpieces of college basketball.
They are,
and when your mouthpiece is out here every single college basketball Saturday saying these games take too long, they're behind, and he's an educated individual, right? Played on those Krzyzewski teams in the 90s at Duke, so he's got that sort of when college basketball was there.
Yeah.
I mean, oh God, I still remember, like, when, again, my dad, huge KU fan, when KU was getting ready to play, it was like, we got to be home, we got to be here, and we got to be on the couch. It's going to be Jock Vaughn and these guys, it's the best team I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it was more than just that. It was watching the Big Eight, watching Mizzou. It was huge. And Billis was a part of that. And Bills has gotten older and maybe a little bit more crankier, but he's hip. He understands the game. They still go to him on the major shows. As Scott Van Pelt still brings him in all the time. He used to do the coaches that would walk the court. He is the mouthpiece of the sport. And he's telling you, as an individual that knows this educationally wise, your sport is dead and dying and gross and just it's a mess. Mm-hmm. And you're not listening.
Right.
All you care about is extending more teams in the playoff field so you can get more money, but it doesn't make the sport better.
Right.
And you're playing two halves. The games are too long. They're taking too long on reviews.
The final 2 minutes are a half hour, and that's brutal for anybody.
And not only that, but you have the G League.
Yeah.
You have players be like, I'm not doing that. Now, NIL will help this.
Sure.
Right? Like, two of the top three picks in the draft tonight will come from Rutgers, so nobody knows who they are. Unless you're a diehard basketball fan that's followed the draft, Rutgers went 15 and 17, but these kids played in college for a couple years or a year to make money in the NIL. Right. But again, the sport is at a point where it's just like, you watch it, you want to tell yourself it's a great game, but you've got to tell yourself that the only way you're doing that is when it comes to conference tournaments and the tournament.
Well, and that's why I always say college basketball and the tournament are completely different. It's baseball and football to me. It's a completely different beast. The tournament's great. It's fun, right? Everybody loves that. The rest of college basketball can go kick rocks. It's just not a very entertaining product and really hasn't been. And you know, I woke up during COVID and realized I'm not missing college basketball. When we got rid of the tournament, I'm like, that's fine by me. I'm not missing it. And I realized that then it's not aesthetically pleasing. It's not an easy sport to watch. And, you know, Dusty, you make a really good point when you say they're not listening. And I can't help but think about baseball and how they did listen to the fans. They sped up the game. They gave you the ghost runner in extra innings.
Yep.
They limit the amount of time you can throw over to pitch to first base. You've got the pitch clock in there. And games now in Major League Baseball are about 30 minutes less than an average NFL
game. Because they listen.
That's right. They listen, right? Like, even the NFL listens, right? People complained about overtime for the fans. I never was an overtime complainer. I hate the rule being changed. But most fans wanted it changed. They listened to their fans.
And they're not going to do everything that we want, but at least they, like the tush push, right? I don't know if that was fans. Maybe some. A lot of coaches, they listened. It failed. It's not happening. Overtime rules, they listened once. They're like, no. And then it happened again. They're like, you know what? Maybe they're onto something. Let's try it and see if we can cause a little chaos. And guess what? Chaos sells, man.
It does.
It ever.
It does. So. And so listen to your fans and give them what they want. And I think college basketball fans are kind of to that point now where we're like, we're done with 2 20-minute halves. We're done with the final 2 minutes taking 30 to 45 minutes in real time. We're done with the amount of reviews that happen on. And that's the other thing. In college basketball, I mean, it's Loyola versus Belmont on a Tuesday in February, and we're reviewing every last possession of a game that is irrelevant. Like, why? Why do we need to continue to do that? And then, and it's not just about that. It's about the low basketball IQ out there. These kids that are playing today do not understand the game, and they're just hoisting 3-point shot after 3-point shot after 3-point shot, and they're missing 95% of these things.
We need more fundamentals off the glass.
Hey, seriously, it works. It scores points and wins games.
We need more mid-range jumpers. We need shorter shorts.
Yeah.
At least 2 years in college basketball. You should be able to come out straight out of high school. If you go to college, you have to spend 2 years there.
And that would help as well, but the NIL is just going to make things even more murky, and you're never going to have those teams that people want, right? You're never going to have that anymore. You're never going to have the Jock Vaughn-led teams, right?
I think 2 years would help.
I like the idea of the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Contract with NIL, though.
I do too.
I like I like that rumor getting kicked around. Hey, you want this NIL deal for $4.5 million? All right, you need to stay here for 2 years. You leave, you lose the deal after a year.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. No, I think it's really good. You should have buyouts as well if another university wants you. I mean, let's make this whole thing full pro on. Let's go. I mean, let's do it.
Mac, are your plums burning?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.